Welcome to Wolf Den's Dogs in the Den, your weekly insight into the fastest sport on four legs. And we are back, baby. Season two. We didn't even think we'd make it through season one, but we're back to season two. Great effort, JC.
Thank you, RI. Thank you for having me. And we're back thanks to the great sponsor of the show. And I'll let you take that away. We've got some really big, strong help
on
board.
We do. We actually have legitimacy now. We're sponsored by our good friends at Ladbrokes. You can see their little logo up there. Ladbrokes take their greyhounds very seriously, and we appreciate their support. They obviously show us a lot of support right across the den. And considering that the Million Dollar Chase is one of the biggest, maybe the biggest race, greyhound race on the calendar over the second part of this year, great to have them on board. And yeah, I think we just sort of get straight into it, mate. There's a lot to unpack. It's been about 6 or 7 weeks since we did our last show. So let's have a little bit of a look at the show rundown. So, of course, we'll get your Thursday set and a little bit of profitability, accountability. Then we're going to move into a segment called The Chase Continues, off-season recap. You've found four races that you think we need to look at just to keep everybody up to date on what happened over the chilly winter months. Nationals overview. So we know the Nationals moved to both Angle Park and Murray Bridge on Saturday. It's been a lot of heats and different runnings and whatnot all over Australia, and it culminates crescendos into the Nationals on Saturday and Saturday night. So JC will tell us a little bit about that. The three big races, we'll talk about them for the Nationals. We've got the sprint, the straight track, and also the distance. We'll have a little bit of a look ahead, and then we'll wrap it all up and we'll move on to week two of season two. Sound good?
Let's rip. I can't wait.
Let's rip right in. Okay, first up, we're going to start with your accountability on your profitability. Great work there. Percentage on turnover, 11% at SP. SP's not great with the dogs. Often your horses, you know, firm up a lot. So very good. Keep it up. If you can do that again this season, we'll be very happy.
It's great to look at. Lovely being in the greens. Hopefully we can keep that up for season two.
Fantastic. All right. Are you ready to give us your Thursday set?
Been waiting for this moment for about 6 or 7 weeks. All right. I'm pumped. I'm ready to get back into the bookies.
Well, let's go.
This time I'll be Ladbrokes. So.
That's right.
Get ready. Get ready. I'm giving it to you. All right. Albion Park, race 8, number 4, Golden Bear. Returned from a one-month break in a heat of this race last week. Won by a dominant 4 lengths in 29.94. He should have improvement in him. He's drawn inside his main danger, Hoshino.
Okay.
Expecting to push straight through nice and early. And I think down the back straight can really let rip and be our first winner of the night. Let's head down to Hobart now for two tips. Race 5, number 8, Gravitational. She won in very slick time over the 278 at Launceston, breaking the 16-second barrier, which is very hard to do. She will appreciate returning to Hobart. She's drawn superbly in Box 8, where she's had 3 starts, 4-2 wins, and she's got one of the hardest trailers in Hobart and Highgate Sniper drawn right underneath her. So I think she'll get plenty of room to move early, and she's an absolute moral.
Ooh.
Race 11, number 8, Let's Go Nan. She's been doing all of her racing of late at Launceston. Returns to Hobart here, where she's won 2 of her 6 starts with a further 3 placings. Owns a personal best of 19.14, which is only a length outside the track record. And she's drawn extremely well here to win for us. So hopefully we can start off with a winning hat trick, RI.
There's the Thursday set done and dusted. Fantastic. All right, we're going to keep moving to The Chase Continues, our off-season recap. We're going to start at Wenny Park with the Group 1 Peter Mossman final. Am I right in saying a 520-metre race for bitches 30 months and under?
You are right.
Great. Okay, correct. Well, we're looking at Tulsi Banner from the green.
Yeah, well, she went around favourites in this race, and she got a lot of room to move early with Box 7 using the track there. She was really able to accelerate there through the first corner, sit 3 wide, but she rode a bump, found the front, put 3 lengths in the field quickly and was not for catching. Fun fact, RI, her mother, Lily Banner, won this race in 2020, so the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
29.59 is pretty quick, right?
Very fast. Yeah. So she's going to be a big player in a few futures races coming up.
Anywhere you think that she might end up?
Well, she appears very progressive. She's won 10 of her 16 starts, and you could definitely see her being a major player in the upcoming Million Dollar Chase.
Okay, awesome. Let's move to the Vic Peter final, and we're looking at Rinse the Lot from Box 4. And once again, this is a dogs race 30 months and under.
Correct.
Group 1 again.
Yeah, well, he went into this race being undefeated in all his 5 starts to date. A line of 3 emerged out of the boxes, but it was Rinse the Lot in Box 4, able to push through a needle-eye gap, find the front. And once he did that, the only danger was the Red Rug Flash Boom Bang, really well named this dog. And he really starts to wind into his gears late, but he was unable to bridge back the margin, and Rinse a Lot claimed his Group 1 victory, making it 6 straight wins.
And it's super fast time again, 29.44.
Fastest time of the night. That'll then Michelle have both had a really good year so far off the back of McKenna's success in the Golden Easter Egg, and they've got another superstar greyhound under their care.
Fantastic. All right, let's keep moving. We're going to move down to the Meadows, and we're going to go the Group 3 Fireball final. We're looking for Ella's Babe out of the five. Take it away, mate. This is a distance race.
Yes. Well, there's a really good battle in betting pre-race between Aunt Virginia in the white rug and Ella's Babe in box five. Ella's Babe here, she's really far off, but that is her racing style. She's a get-back run on stayer, and she was really well suited to the conditions of this race. Stomping in box eight really set a really fast pace. Drill Sergeant also in box two came along, but Ella's Babe, as mentioned, suited to the conditions of this race as well as the track conditions. As you can see, there are all right. It's nice and sloppy, which generally gets these dogs into the ground. And she's just about to let rip with a really withering turn of speed and claim victory. And she's a stayer owned by bookmaker Mark Alardi. And she potentially be the best stayer in the country in the next 6 months.
Ooh, wow. So you think she's going all the way to the top?
Well, she's lightly raced and she's only got improvement to come. She's only a baby, realistically. Mm. And she's gone past a few
The title of the queen from our queen, Valpolicella.
Potentially, she has a very similar running style.
We're going to talk about Valpolicella later on. All right, let's move on. The last of the off-season recap. We've got the Group 1 Maturity Final. We're looking to follow the band out of the box one. And this is open to all dogs, isn't it?
100%. And that's what all the dogs did. They followed the band here, absolutely shanghaied out from box one, used it to his advantage, led the race. And it was pretty much game, set, match from there. There just wasn't any dog behind him strong enough to run him down other than maybe a Vincent Bale. Zipping Grillis, we're going to cover him later in the 350 Murray Bridge Straight Track Nationals final. But yeah, follow the band. It was a nice win there. I'm not sure how progressive he is compared to the other three runners we've covered, as he's had 41 starts to date. Mm-hmm. But he'll certainly be a player in the upcoming million, I think probably a Melbourne Cup, maybe a $1 million chase, maybe the Phoenix potentially. But I guess we'll see what happens with Follow the Band.
All right, great summation of what happened over those chilly winter months. Let's keep rolling. Let's talk about the Nationals. Just give us a brief explanation of what the whole Nationals concept is, please.
Well, the concept is every state, they'll run heats and finals over the sprint, straight and staying distances. Mm-hmm. They've done that over the past fortnight. Mm. And from there, we've got our finalists who are all got to catch the plane over to South Australia and represent their state, mm-hmm. pretty much. So, okay. Yeah, looking forward to it. It's a great concept. It brings everyone in ground racing together for the weekend of racing, and can't wait to watch it.
And when we were spending time with Tony Zammit up around the Brisbane Winter Carnival time, he was saying that that's the next thing on his calendar, heading off the Nationals and that. So
and he's ticked another box, there. Tony Zammit, because he's there with Valpol.
Yeah, we're going to talk about her race in a second. Why don't we start first up talking about the straight track final, and we know the straight track final is at Murray Bridge during the day, and up on your screen you can see the final box draw.
Yeah, interesting box draw here, and I think the most interesting thing with this race is the New South Wales and Queensland dogs, they race at Richmond and Capalaba respectively. And mm-hmm. both those tracks are grass tracks that have a drag lure. So the actual lure's on the ground and they sort of chase it up the straight.
I love that. Yeah.
Whereas the Victorian dogs and the South Australian dogs, they chase a mechanical arm at Healesville or Murray Bridge. So I'm going to be opposing the Queensland and New South Wales dogs just because they might be unfamiliar with the set of circumstances. And I think local knowledge has to be a factor here. I'm with Cash and Delivery out of box eight. He did get beaten in this race we're about to watch here. This was the South Australian straight track final. Mm-hmm. He had box three here. So be it. In box six was the eventual winner of this race. But as you'll see in about 50 metres time, he does angle off So Be It, try get to his outside. So I think he's really well boxed in this final. He's got the fairy floss rug, as we like to call it. And I'm expecting him to open up favourite due to his form at the track, and he should be very hard to hold out.
Fantastic. Let's keep rolling. Let's go to the national distance final, 730 metres, and we will move to the night time for this one at Angle Park. There she is, Valpolicella.
She's got the six rug Val Pol. Hopefully she can perform a little bit better than her last feature race up in Queensland. I'm sure she can. There's really good speed engaged here from the likes of West on Boonie, the Western Australian greyhound out of the Butcher's Cloth, and Raider's Guy, the Tasmanian out of the Fairy Floss Rug. I expect both of them to go straight to the front. I like Aunt Virginia in this race. So I really like her as a bitch. And
she's roughly equal favourite with Valpolicella. We saw some early markets, about $3.50 each of them roughly.
Yeah, but I think with her racing style and the map that she looks to find, I think she'll be very hard to hold out here late in the piece. As we see here, she settles fourth in running out of the blue box, and she was just able to get past the likes of Pass Mark, Reiterate, and Drill Sergeant, claim a strong win. She's a bitch that's won over the 500, the 600, the 700, even the 400 early in her career. So she's very versatile. She can sit just off the speed and have a really nice turn of speed in the second half of the race. So I think she's got to sit right behind West on Booney and Raider's Guide, hopefully hit the frame down the back straight and hold on from the fast-finishing Vow Policella.
Very good. Let's keep rolling. Let's go to the big race of the night, the sprint final over 530 metres. There it is. There's the field and the box draw.
Yeah, well, to be fair, it's not the strongest race RI without being rude to connections of all runners. Best of luck to all of them. Cluster, he has been beginning okay in box one at Albion Park. He's going to be a really interesting runner in this race because he does like to use a track, and that should only get amplified going to a new track like Angle Park. Uncle Tommy has been beginning, as well as might have been the New South Wales representative in box seven. Miss Envy for me, that's who I've landed on here, RI. She's trialled in a very sharp 13-24 ahead of this final. She'll be very well suited to the 5:30 at Angle Park, and she's a very strong type, and she has proven she can come from off the speed, as we're about to see here. This was her final at Northam over the 509 metres. She drew box six. She was able to get underneath box five here. She hit the front, and she was really strong through the line. She's run home in some cracking times at Cannington over the 520 metres. I think she's extremely well boxed in box three. As long as she can miss cluster in running, she should be very hard to hold out. And I expect her to also start favourite just based off that really fast trial in the lead up to the race.
Okay, fantastic. All right, Mabel, I don't think there's much more to say. I think it's been an outstanding first up effort from you. We've produced what I think is a great little show, and I don't think there's much more to say. Have a little bit of a look at the $1 million chase schedule up ahead. That's probably the biggest thing on the horizon for us, isn't it?
Yeah, sponsored by our great friends at Ladbrokes. Can't wait for it. We've got the heats at Maitland kicking off on the 26th of August and tomorrow on the 28th of August. So we'll definitely replay and watch those for next week's episode because there's a bit of a gap in the calendar, unfortunately, but we've got a lot of big races to come, so bear with us. We've got a really rip and tear heading into September, October and November.
And then once we get through the $1 million chase carnival, then it all kind of moves down to Melbourne, doesn't it? You've got big races down there.
The Phoenix.
Is it the Melbourne Cup?
The Melbourne Cup is the prestigious race, but the Phoenix is the richest race on a Greyhound track with, I think, about $1.3 to $1.4 million of prize money.
Brilliant. So that's at the end of December, I think.
Yes, correct. And that's an Everest-like concept. Yeah. So we've got eight shareholders. I think they all put in $100,000 each, and they get to select the fastest
Ladbrokes
Greyhounds.
Have a slot as well, so maybe we can slide in with them.
Maybe
somehow.
I could choose their dog. No, maybe, that won't happen. But anyway, maybe we've got 15% SP. Maybe there's a small possibility. So anyway, looking forward to another big season, all right? Can't wait. And thanks for having me back.
Awesome. Big 4 or 5 months coming up. We appreciate your support. It's all on. Let's go. You! Chances are you're about to lose. For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.